This podcast
is the goddamn shit.
We're just talking about how fucked up it is that these goddamn Samoa Girl Scout cookies are one bite of fucking angel teat milk in your fucking mouth. And you gotta eat another one after that. You eat one and you gotta fucking eat another one, and it's fucked up. So now I'm about to fucking hear the nutrition facts on them, so I'll quit eating them and start suitcasing them right into my arse crack to get the full effect.
Please bring that subject up in just a minute after we do this.
Okay.
Two cookies, 130 calories.
God damn, I ate six of them today.
12 grams of sugar for two cookies.
Is that a lot?
Yes, that is a lot. I think
you might as well beer bomb that goddamn grape Fanta.
The most amount of sugar you're supposed to have is 24 grams.
In a day?
In a day.
I ate 24 grams in a fucking minute today. I ate six goddamn cookies in 60 seconds, dude. They're fucking so good.
They are. Those are the best.
16 goddamn grams.
72 grams of sugar in those six cookies.
Oh. Goddamn, I'd have to run 28 miles to goddamn run that off. I'm trying to reduce the depth of my belly button by this diet, because my belly button's about 4 inches fucking deep.
Oh my god.
Swear to Christ.
Do you clean it?
Yeah.
Clean
stick
it
my little pinky
bed?
Down in there.
That don't, no.
Finger it around.
That don't help you.
That doesn't?
I mean, I put soap on it.
The correct way would be to put a Q-tip down in there, and I guarantee you.
Yeah. But then it doesn't come out sometimes. I think you gotta like fully soak it up.
Peroxide.
It probably starts smelling like toe jam, but it's like
it's disgusting.
It's like belly button jam.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Back to what I wanted to tell you. I'm in the OR the other day.
Shelby's 101.
101.
God damn you.
Dr. Parks, surgeon, is telling me that he had that the night before. The nurses had to pull a tampon out of a young man's asshole because they are drenching it in Everclear and putting it up their butthole.
Holy
shit.
Because
there's so many membranes in your ass and your vagina.
Yes.
That's why I'm going to start eating these Samoas through my fucking asshole. They're going to be so good when I eat these cookies through my butthole. Get the full effect of them. These goddamn Samoas are so good.
The people putting Samoas
shove X pills in their butthole. Yeah, it's called suitcasing. All the kids are doing it. Try it. Try this at home.
Okay. But you know, somebody who's going to jail realized that they could shove something up their butt, and then they realized how great this shit is. Who thinks to put a fucking tampon full of Everclear or alcohol up their asshole? Like, what man thought, and does he think he's gay?
No, that don't make you gay. If you suck one dick, you're not gay. Bottom line.
If you shove a tampon up your butt, like what?
It's against all my morals and values to let anything enter my butt. Unless it's Kim's thumb. That's the only...
Even then, that's
I love that.
Only... Old butt play, boy.
That's the greatest feeling.
Tangly little butt. Bradley's got a goddamn Jurassic Park 2 ringtone on his fucking cell phone.
Son of a bitch.
All right, kids. So, moral of the story is soak your tampons in Everclear and shove them in your arsehole.
Oh, and then put them in your eyedroppers as well, because
what if
that's
you soak a tampon in fucking like micro dot or like acid and shoved it in your ass?
You'd probably die. I mean, people are dying from putting.
What if you dipped a tampon in fucking embalming fluid and shoved it in your arsehole?
I don't have that much experience with drugs.
But you do have experience with shoving things in your asshole, though, so that's good.
I don't.
Okay, because you have more than me, though, because I don't shove anything in my asshole.
I definitely don't want anyone here going near my asshole. That's for sure.
Have you heard of people bleaching their assholes?
Yes. Why would you not want somebody?
Have you ever bleached, Bradley? Have you ever bleached your asshole?
I like that.
Have you ever bleached your asshole? Is the real question, Bradley?
Yes, sir.